It's been one of those days where everything out there is down against the U.S. dollar. Currencies are lower across the board. U.S. equity futures are pointing to a lower open. Commodities are down, and even crypto has pulled back. We've already flagged our concerns around the latest run of risk on flow, highlighting the fact that all of it has been triggered on bad news and the expectation this bad news will inspire a more investor-friendly policy tweak from the Fed and perhaps other central banks. Investors have also been quite dismissive around the possibility that inflation can once again turn back to the top side, something that will likely translate to less favorable market conditions. Another major driver of the U.S. dollar demand has come from the latest comments from Fed Kashkari, who said he's not convinced rate hikes are over and would err on the side of over-tightening rather than not doing enough. Earlier today, the RBA hiked rates as expected, but offered up a more dovish-leaning communication. The pound has come under added pressure on recent BOE pill comments that he saw quite a sharp further fall in UK inflation. Elsewhere, German industrial production came in softer, while Eurozone producer prices were pretty much in line with expectation. Looking ahead, we get Canada trade, US trade, the New Zealand GDT auction, and a batch of Fed speak. That's all for now.